How did you find the put away, the gate?
We noticed
from upstairs that they seemed to balk a lot there.
Yeah, mine weren't too bad. They did pull up at the gate, but they weren't as sticky as some.
Competitors at a working dog challenge in northwest New South Wales are comparing notes. Just how difficult has the course been this morning? Well, obviously, the gate has been a little bit tricky for some.
Some people are having a good run. They get to the put-away gate and all of a sudden you think there was a black snake there because they take off.
G'day, I'm Lara Webster. The thing that makes these competitors stand out from the crowd is the fact they're all women. In a sport that's largely dominated by men, the ladies are starting to make their mark.
Fenella Nielsen from Blackwater in Queensland, and I've done the 3 sheep trial and the cow dog challenge this weekend.
Margo Hogan, Glencoe, New South Wales. I've worked in the ladies' 3 sheep, the ladies' yard and the ladies' cattle.
Jane Everly, Neil Rex, New South Wales. I do yard trialling and 3 sheep at the moment. I haven't tried the cattle.
Cassie Clark from Newy Creek. And I just do the cattle trialling. So I got Kalani as a 6-week-old pup, put the trainer into her, and we've started trialling. Sort of, we've only done half a dozen, and she's been going really well.
These women are competing in what's known as stock dog trials. It's a sport that sees Kelpies and Border Collies herd sheep or cattle around a course. They're directed by their handlers through a series of whistles and commands. At this event, the National Stock Dog Spectacular in Tamworth, organisers estimate only 10% of competitors are women. And while numbers are slowly growing, they'd love to see many more females in the race. Margot Hogan is one of the organisers of the Stock Challenge, and she's working hard to spread the word.
Well, there was 3 ladies in the ladies' yard. There was 12 ladies in the 3 sheep. And there's 20-something in the cattle. So you think we've got 220 competitors in the cattle trial, and there's only 20 of those that are actually competing in the ladies' buckle. That's not a very big percentage.
What more do you think could be done to encourage more women to have a crack and get out there?
We just say to people, just come for a weekend. Yeah. You know, we've always got sheep in the yards. Mm-hmm. We're always doing something with dogs. Mm-hmm. And that encourages people, because we hold a few schools, as in working dog schools, not schools for trialling, and we've got a couple of people at home that would like to have a like to get into it. So we just say, just bring your dog down on a weekend. You know, we're always there. You know, it's, the sheep are always there, and away you go.
Okay, good girl, Holly. Stay.
Despite the gender gap, these women say their male counterparts are more than accommodating.
Very, very helpful. But I think they think that, they'll give it away after, you know. The ladies.
A few failures,
we'll give it up.
Yes. But no, they've been really wonderful, the men. Perfect gentlemen, most of them. And no, it's been a real social experience the last 12 months.
Yeah, I don't feel there's a barrier. There's a mutual respect between men and women in this sport. And yeah, it's an even playing field.
You know, like attract like. So most of us have husbands or partners who trial, and that's how we probably got more involved in it in the first place, whether it was just doing the timekeeping and then all of a sudden this is just crap staying, you know, just sitting around sitting on the other side of the fence.
Good boy. Good dog. Good dog.
For each of them, their first trial and the nerves they felt is still fresh in their memories.
My first 3 sheep trial was disgusting. I made every mistake in the rule book, and I still think that's the best way to learn. And yes, but nervous, my God.
Everyone's nodding.
I have never shook so much in my life as I walked out in the paddock with 1 dog and 3 sheep.
So true.
You're smiling and nodding here. Tell me a bit about your journey.
So I grew up on the land, and my dad always had working dogs, but he never had a real good handle on them. He couldn't call them back or sit them or anything, and I just said to myself, I don't want to be like that. I want to be able to, you know, have a good control on the dogs. So I did a few dog schools, and I've always wanted to give it a go. And so here I am. And yeah, I love it. It's a great hobby to be in, and it's very social. And yeah.
What about you, Cassie?
We just got some livestock at home, and I thought, I'll get myself a dog and see how I go with this. And one of my mates, I was showing her, and she goes, man, you want to have a go at cattle trial? And so here I am.
Here you are.
Yep.
Do you remember your first go out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It was, my first one was at Gladstone. I went in the local one there and in the maiden, and we end up actually placing fifth, so I was stoked.
Can't have been too bad.
Oh, the bloody nerves, I'll tell you.
I mean, what do you all get out of the sport? What is it that you love about it?
Yeah, I love the connection I've got with my dogs. We're best mates.
They're a part of you every day, like 7 days a week, 24/7. You get up in the morning, the first thing you do is you go to your dog, and the last thing at night is you're putting your dog away. And I guess to take them out on the weekends and not work but have a bit of fun and do what they enjoy as well as yourself, it's just, yeah, nothing better.
Good girl, Annie. Hey, how are we going to go today? What mood are you in? Wake up on the right side of the bed or what?